It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
So curling was on Saturday. I got to tell you, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at curling.
No, you're not.
Didn't think I was, but I'm pretty good. I'm not very good with a slider. I will say that.
You come out of the hack real rough, eh?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're standing up. You can't get down low.
I get low.
You can't get low.
I just slide on my knees, though.
Really?
I was fine. I was okay. I was all right getting out of the hack. Not as good as, you know, I once was. I never, ever was, actually.
Right.
But it was fun. The curling is, it's a lot of fun, man. Especially if you're curling with a whole bunch of people that aren't very good.
All fit in together.
Everybody's just there to have a good time.
There's always one in the crowd, though.
Yeah, there's always one really good one. But it was good. It was fun. And then skiing yesterday. It's treacherous.
It's tough work.
It should. Yeah, it is.
You could fall into a glacier.
You could.
I saw a video. You
could fall into a crevasse.
You never know when that crevasse is going to pop up.
You could hit a tree Sonny Bono. Remember Sonny Bono?
He hit a tree and he's dead.
And he's dead. That's right.
That's
exactly.
Why I wear a helmet and hope that it helps.
I did wear a helmet.
You should wear a helmet. I don't wear a helmet because I'm a good skier.
That's famous last words.
Yeah, I know. All the good skiers actually wear helmets.
I wore a helmet and it was a very comforting thing, but I still biffed it hard. Real hard.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Like, so hard. My skis went flying.
Really?
You know? Oh, yeah. Skis flew off, and then you have to do the desperate search on the slope for your skis.
That would have been awesome to see.
Yeah. My brother-in-law was skiing behind me, and he said, that's the one thing. He's like, damn it, and I missed it. I wasn't even watching. And I was like, oh, dude, it was epic. And guess what? Now my hip hurts today.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Well, it's rumored that Happy Gilmore 2 is happening.
Yeah, so Christopher McDonald, or as we know him, Shooter McGavin, from Happy Gilmore, said that he ran into Adam Sandler recently, and Adam Sandler said, McDonald, you're going to like this, and handed him a script for Happy Gilmore, too. He said, have a look through it.
Likely wearing really big, oversized shorts.
Yeah, of course, basketball shorts, for sure. That's standard Adam Sandler attire.
Right.
And I'm sure Christopher McDonald probably still wearing his stuff he wore on the set of Happy Gilmore.
Well, I think like a collared shirt and a vest, like a sweater vest.
Yeah, that seems like something he'd do. Yeah,
yeah.
And then he says, "Oh, I'll meet you on the 19th, or what is it? Which green is it?
16.
That's it. And there was speculation all weekend about who the cast is going to be for Happy Gilmore 2. Mm-hmm. None of that's confirmed, but you said some of the speculation.
Will Zalatoris as Gilmore's caddy.
Okay.
You're going to like this one, Chad.
Yeah.
As I look at this picture, I'm going to like it too.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney as a cart girl.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to check that out for research sake.
I think so. Paige Spiranek.
I will also have to check that out.
The public relations lady.
She's
a good golfer.
Great golfer.
And here's a big one.
Yeah.
Chubbs Peterson Jr.
Yeah.
Apparently to be played by Tiger Woods. That would be great. I'm looking forward to this if it happens.
We need a game show host to get the crap, to beat the crap out of Happy, though.
Drew Carey will be on there and he will get beat up.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with.
Yes, actually, you know what? I would be fine seeing that. That would be you know what? Mayim Bialik. Let's do some Jeopardy stuff, even though she's not the host anymore. But I think she would be good to come in and beat the crap out of him too.
Yeah. Or Pat Sajak, maybe.
You know what?
I bet you that's who it'll be.
It has to be Pat Sajak. You're right.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I think it's safe to say nobody cares about the Junos anymore.
Well, people care. Not necessarily us.
You don't care enough to watch them, but you care enough to know who won. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. So the big winners last night were that Tate McRae, hey? She was a big winner. She won Artist of the Year.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Breakthrough Artist of the Year was Twook.
I was going to guess, is it Twook?
Twook won that one.
Yeah.
But on the rock side of things, big winner, the Beaches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Beaches won Group of the Year.
Good for them because they're making big waves in the States now.
Yeah, they also won Rock Album of the Year.
Good for them. That's pretty exciting.
For the album Blame My Ex.
Right.
But the big news. We spoke about this earlier.
Just do it, Chad.
The return. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. Of Anne Frickin' Murray. Just iconically Canadian.
Anne Murray tribute album.
I just snowbird over and over again.
That's it.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Welcome to a short work week.
Thank goodness, Chad. Mm-hmm. Nah, there's one next week too.
Is next week a short work week?
I think it will be for me.
Actually, I've got a day off next week. That's right. I'm going to Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, right. Actually, I do too. I got Friday off because we have hockey.
Yeah, there you go. See,
yeah.
Short work weeks for both of us next week too. Nice. Yeah,
so excited.
Nice.
I got to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What's the big deal about smash burgers? They're just burgers, yeah. And they're pressed down thinly.
But every restaurant's got them now.
Well, you got to smash them up. I'm not saying I don't like them. I love smash burgers.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's the thing. They always throw on. Now you can get a single smash burger.
Yeah.
But you probably are going to get a double.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Or just have one burger.
Sure.
I don't get it.
Yeah, and
a lot of hype.
Aren't all burgers smash burgers? I mean, that's what burgers are. They're balls of meat that are smashed down to be flat.
Well, you see, a regular burger's a bit thicker, right? Because there's more meat in them. Then you get the balls, you throw them down, you press them down, you add the salt, the pepper, whatever else, and do what you got to do. And
right.
I think there's too much hype over the smash burger.
What about,
we need to settle it down.
Is the smash burger a little crispier? Is that what they
are? I think maybe that's part of it too, right? Okay. They are a little bit crispier because they're thinner, right? You can get a good grill.
Who likes a thin burger? I don't like a thin burger. If I want a thin burger, the captain of thin burgers is already out there. That's McDonald's, okay? Like a good old Big Mac, they're thin patties, but they're good. I welcome them.
So what
they're
you're good. Saying is a McDonald patty was a smash burger before there were smash burgers.
That's what I'm trying to say. Why are we trying to reinvent the wheel when the wheel is already here, damn it?
Chad and Evan Daly.
HarvardMediaAuctions.com.
Oh, yeah, you can go there right now because they've got the Better Homes, Gardens, and Garages auction.
Garage.
Garages.
Garage.
However you say it, you can get all sorts of items for your car hold. You could get some roofing done.
A roof.
You can get a new roof if that's what you need.
You got to top that cooling up on the air conditioner, Chad. The Freon.
Or maybe you need an entirely new air conditioner.
Heck, you could get that.
I'll tell you. Listen, I know we're going into spring, but summer's coming around, and it can get hot. And the last thing you want on a hot day is under boob sweat, because that's what I get.
Especially as a fat man.
Yeah. You got to prevent that.
Yeah.
By getting an air conditioner or whatever, you know?
You want to wear a gray shirt. You can't do that if you have under boob sweat.
Right. Or maybe you need a little spa package thing in your home, whatever you need.
Sure,
whatever. Spa stuff. Maybe you need to do some chest hair removal. I like to do that. Get ready for summer.
Sure.
Listen, people need to see my body.
Tarps off, Chad.
That's right. And hairless, like a dolphin.
Gross.
You don't have to do any of that stuff either. But listen, you should definitely check out HarvardMediaAuctions.com. Better Homes, Gardens, and Garages.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Have you ever thought about climbing Everest, Evan?
I barely want to climb Mount Pleasant, Chad.
Yeah, I agree. I don't, no, we're not climbing Everest, all right? I don't understand the big whoop about it, okay?
Well, it's to say that you did it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm sure somebody could come up to me and say they climbed Everest. I'd be impressed for 5 minutes.
Oh, I'd be super impressed, actually. I think it's really cool. I wish I could do something like that, but...
Well, that makes one of us. It costs a ton of money to climb Everest. It's like $11,000 US just to get what they call a climbing permit.
What? You can't just go climb Everest, like pay some guides or whatever?
I thought
you just show up.
You just go. They say on average it costs about $35,000 a person.
And then you have, what is there, 7 of those big peaks or however many of those big peaks there are and people want to climb? That's a lot of money. This is a rich man's game or a woman's.
Yeah, that's right. And then you have to make sure you kind of, you know, pack correctly, and now you really need to, because this year they are implementing a rule in Nepal that says all climbers must bring their excrement down with them from the world's highest peak.
Ew.
Well, it's been a little bit of a problem. People just making their doo-doos and doo-dahs on the hill. Uh-huh. And then on the hill.
It's a little bit more than a hill.
On the mountain. And then, they just leave them there. Well, I mean, the last thing you want while climbing up a hill, a mountain like that, is, stepping in.
It's going to be hard, Chad. I really doubt that it'll be, you'll slip on it and fall.
Well, but what happened? Well, that's true, actually. You're right. It's pretty cold.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, it's just adding, it's giving you more grip.
And maybe, eventually, like, if you were to poop at the top.
Yeah.
You're to poop at the top. Eventually, it's going to get taller.
You know what?
And you're going to get an extra couple feet.
They're doing it all wrong, Evan. I agree. I think what they should be doing is they should be saying, no. Leave your poop at the top. And then, that's right, make it more of a tourist attraction, because guess what? Everest is even more of a feat. And then you could say, somebody would be like, oh yeah, when did you climb Everest though? Oh, I climbed it in 2010. That was before the poop heap.
Chad and Evan Daily.
Chad and Evan on 104.9 The Wolf. Did the dad thing over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Go to a spring home show? You walk around and all the vendors are set up there. You know?
Yeah, you can check them out and talk to them, maybe win a prize.
Any of those spring home shows. Those things are great because you can, well, yeah, that's right. All you're doing is entering draws.
You know how many free pens you can get?
I need a stamp.
Stickers.
Are there people that do that, that enter so many draws they need stickers and stamps?
Yep. I've seen it.
Well, I'll tell you, I could have used a stamp. Lots of giveaways and stuff. I'm waiting for my name to be pulled.
Now, when you put your name into a draw, do you have a special way to fold it?
I go left to right.
Just a normal fold.
Yeah, just one give it fold. One fold.
You don't crumple it or fold a corner or anything like that. See, neither do I. And sometimes I guess maybe I do, but I know when I'm making a draw,
yeah,
I only pick the ones that are folded in half.
Yeah, I don't pull the crumpled ones.
No, because I know what you're trying to do. Yeah, you're trying to get me to pull that one.
And then I have to unfold it and read a crumpled thing.
Yeah, and it's all crumply and you can't really see anything, right?
I'll tell you, those you walk around at those spring home show kind of events.
Any kind of show like that.
And you see all the dads walking around, and that's prime time. That's like, okay, here we go. I got my hopes up for another season.
Where you're
like,
right. Oh,
my grass is going to be the greenest grass in the neighborhood.
Now, did you...
And then
did
you start looking at lawnmowers that you don't need.
Make purchases at all?
No.
No?
I bought some barbecue stuff, some smoker stuff, eh? I did. Because, again, that's a dad move.
Okay, like what kind? Like what are you talking?
Some spices.
That's not a... Yeah, that's okay. That's maybe ones deals. You might not find anywhere,
that's
right?
That's exactly it.
That's okay. That's good.
But I was like, maybe rubs. I need a zero-turn lawnmower.
You don't have that big of a yard for a
no,
zero...
You sound need a, like my wife.
No. Listen.
Let me buy things that are too expensive that I can't afford that will drive our family into debt. What is your problem?
Chad and Evan Daly.
Just announced this morning, Sum 41 will be heading across this great nation.
So they had announced a whole lot of other dates, and we were just waiting patiently for dates to be announced for Canada. We knew that their final show ever was going to be on January 30th next year.
That's right, and they're going to play a couple of shows. They'll play Rogers Place in Edmonton. Then they're going to play at the Saddle Dome in Calgary. Then of course they'll play Saskatoon at SaskTel Center. That one happening Saturday, January 18th. They're bringing along
Pup
and Gob.
Great, but isn't it Job?
No, it is Gob. But the guitarist for Gob is also the guitarist for Sum 41. So I wonder if he's going to pull double duty.
Probably, Chad.
Yeah. They call it the Tour of the Setting Sum Tour.
Because they're calling it a career. Career is setting.
Get it. I understand.
It'd be a good show. Be a good show no matter which one you choose to. If you go to one, you go to two, you go to three, you go to 12, whatever.
Good chance to wear that like late 90s, early 2000s gear. You know?
I've never stopped.
I know, neither have I.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.